questions about things. You know what you're doing.
I'll just ask them while we're recording.
Okay, that works.
I think that's the best way to go. Yeah.
Should I talk now? Is that okay? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, talk.
You talk. So I actually have two things I want to tell you, Pat.
Okay.
The first is Medusa was actually kind of problematic because she objectified a lot of people.
Yeah, that is very, that's good. Yeah, I think you have to wait till the end to do those.
No. Because I also want to tell you something very important.
Okay.
See, there's this penguin, and he walks into a bar, and he says, "Mr. Bartender, have you seen my brother?" And the bartender says, "I don't know, what does he look like?"
This is going to take me like 5 minutes to get there.
So while you're working on that, Rain...
I'm working on that.
Rain, help us out here. What's happening?
Penguins all look alike.
Oh. Do they? I always figured like they just look alike to me because I don't know better.
They look like you?
They're all black and white.
Yeah.
With yellow beaks, usually.
Yeah. But I figure like if you spend enough time with penguins, you can tell differences. I don't know. Maybe bartenders.
Bartenders probably don't get many penguins.
From the jokes I've
Rain,
heard.
Since we're way off the rails already, how about if you start the show for us?
That sounds like a fantastic idea. This is Barely Furcasting, featuring Taven and Injured Nerves audio production. Welcome every fur in the Potterverse. I'm Rain Raccoon, your guest producer for this episode. And with me is that master of mathematical mayhem, Taven. Also with us for this journey is our special guest, Path Hyena.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, so, hello.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Taven. Also, my
Taven?
Name is Taven. I am a pup. Bark, bark. Thank you, every fur that might be listening to this for whatever reason. So our usual co-host Barely is away. He's blowing things up right now in a legalized fashion. It's okay. Everything's fine. But so with me, I have a guest co-host that is going to, I don't know why he even agreed to talk to me for like an hour, but Mr. Path Hyena, how are you doing today?
I do whatever you tell me to. I don't know if you've caught that yet.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So yeah, Path is doing great.
I'm doing great.
He found his path. For any friend that doesn't know, we've had Path on the show as a guest. I think it was, I don't know, episode 35 of season one or something. But anyway, Path is a former, he was the former con chair. He is a former con chair of TFF. That was, what, like 6 years ago or something?
I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
3 or 4, so pretty recent.
That's basically
and then
6.
Because it's a good approximation to 6, so that's pretty good.
You're way more qualified with numbers than I am, so
I'm going to go with that. I am not. But Path is this wonderful fur right there, and any fur that knows him already knows this. So Path, say hi.
Hi.
He did it!
I did it.
That's amazing.
I did it. You told me to. I do whatever you told me to. We just covered this.
I'm a pup. I forget things, you see. So I have a question for you. Do you know what a screed is?
No.
I didn't either until just today.
Are you going to teach us what a screed is?
I am. Would you like me to educate you?
Is this now an educational show?
We have many CEUs earned. Do you know what a CEU is?
No, Taven. What's a CEU?
Why, I'm glad you asked, Mr. Hyena. It's a continuing education credit. So like when you go to school and you keep... And there are many CEUs earned on the show. And this is one of them. So screeding, I learned this just today. Screeding is the process of using a screed.
To read.
No, a screed. So let me start this over. This is
okay.
Why am I having so much fun with this?
I don't know.
I don't either. Screeding is the process of using a screed. But so now, Path, ask me what's a screed.
Oh, I have a question. What's a screed?
That's a beautiful question.
Do I get a CEU?
You did. And you do, and you're going to earn another. Okay. A screed is a tool, you know, like when they pour concrete outside and stuff. A screed is a tool used to level the concrete after it's been poured. It's not the thing that smooths it out, but it levels it out.
Okay. Taben.
Hi.
Are you stuck in concrete right now? Is that how you know this?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
And we'll move on because I apparently have something to get out of right now. So Path has, all you furs out there listening, Path has many, many wonderful stories. And my favorite, Path knows exactly where I'm going with this now. My absolute favorite story of Path's is, tell us your parking structure story.
Oh, no, that's awful.
It's my favorite. It is my favorite.
This is the one where like parking garages look the same no matter what level you're on. So if you just keep going around the same level, you don't realize you're not going up anymore or down anymore. And sometimes
have you ever done this?
I have for like four rounds, and it's a three-story parking garage. That's when I was like, I don't really know what's happening here. I don't know why physics stopped. What's going on? And then I felt incredibly stupid. I had a very long day. I didn't tell anyone for a long time. And now you've told everyone twice.
Now you've told everyone. Yeah, now all you furs know, and there it is. What is another one of your favorite stories, Path?
Another one of my favorite stories?
Or I guess a favorite story, because we can't say that that's one of your favorite stories. It's one of my favorite stories.
But it's your favorite story. Yeah. I guess if we're going back on car misadventures, there was like a time I drove off a curb to like a deeper curb, and the car got stuck. Do you ever have that happen? Have you ever done that?
That was at the gas station or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've told you all my worst stories, and I haven't made more yet, thank God.
Oh, yeah. See, well, I mean, that was a long time ago that you were on the show, so go ahead and tell us about your gas station story again.
No, that's basically it. I just thought, well, this is fine. You just drive off the small drop, and then it hits the bottom of your car, and then your wheels don't turn anymore. And then you have to call a very nice, strong man who is very capable. They have to come and make direct eye contact with you the entire time the truck lifts your car up and takes your car away because you're too stupid to drive it.
Oh!
You're too stupid to drive it.
Well,
and then they give it back to you because legally they have to, but like everyone knows that's not the right thing to do.
This is not the right thing to do. I mean, he's sitting there in his office and it's like, okay, Mr. Boss, sir, I shouldn't give this back to him, right? And the boss is like, yeah, actually, this is 110,000,000% the wrong thing to do. But
we are legally obligated to
give this back to this poor hyena right here. So it's kind of a sad story, but there
it is. Yeah, but my shirt is on the right side out today, so we're having a good day.
That's right.
Today so far is going swimmingly.
I remember you talking about that.
Did I talk about that too?
I think so.
Boring.
So if it makes you feel any better, I don't know if that's something you told me like at a con one time or if it's something
you told
on the show. So I guess
it was possible my shirt was actually just inside out that day and you caught it.
It is. So I guess since all of our furs are waiting with bated breath, worms are on their tongue, they have to know. Since
what
we don't know if you actually what screeding
is. About screeding.
Oh yeah, I didn't finish that. Oh, I did though.
No, Oh, was it the act of like, was it the one that flattened it out?
Yeah, so, yeah, a screed is actually a tool to level the concrete out after it's poured.
Okay, and that is that act, that total thing, that whole drama is called screeding.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Screeding is a process of, so officially, if we're going to be really technical about it, screeding is the process of using a screed. But really, yeah, in my mind, it's like that whole conundrum, the Lepreedrum affair.
Just say Ship of Theseus. That gets you out of everything these days.
Either that, or you can either say that, or I'm sorry, I'm not really into Pokemon, and that works too.
That's not a good time to say it, though, because there's been new Pokemon content coming out.
Oh,
everyone's in Pokemon now.
Oh, I heard about that. Like a Pokemon Go 2 or something?
I'm not entirely. I've never been good at Pokemon news.
Neither have I, actually, obviously.
I know there was that, and there was a lot of Kirby art recently of Kirby eating just everything.
Really? Wait, was Kirby hungry?
Kirby's always hungry, and it was a Nintendo Direct thing. I think it was Kirby's got his own thing now, again, completely out of the loop. Just know the art happened, and I assume that's why.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess that means we should talk about our challenge for furs. So, Path, I don't know if you knew. So we have little segments on the show here, and they're kind of loose and rambling, obviously. I mean, you've been on the show. You've heard it a little bit. But
I also feel loose and rambling.
So for every fur that doesn't know, if you haven't talked to Path, he's a little bit loose and rambly, and it turns out that this pup right here is too. So one of the segments we have on the show, we actually just did one of them. It's the intro that just went into a rambly mess, and that was great. Here on the show, we officially call this Off the Rails. I guess. I don't know. So we just got off the rails. Aren't you proud of us?
Was that planned rambly?
No.
That sounds like planned rambly.
Yes.
Also, it sounds like you just ramble for a while and then like you catch yourself and like, that was the segment. We did it.
Yes, we did. Yes.
That just sounds like a catch-all sort of like CYA situation.
It does a really good job of that. It kind of, well, that's why they call it a catch-all, because it kind of catches every situation.
Right? That's like a Kirby.
That's my
callback.
I love your callback. That's really great. I see what you did there. So this next section we call, and we'll see where it goes, but we call Challenge for Furs. So each week we have like a challenge for furs, and this ranges from make breakfast in your fursuit and like send, we have a chat on Telegram, and we also have like, you know, a Twitter and email addresses and stuff. And so we say, send us in a video of you making breakfast in your fursuit. We also have done things like, make a paper airplane, scramble an egg. So it's not always too exciting, but anyway, so
far everything's been food, and then you put a paper airplane in there somewhere.
And then you put a paper airplane.
I think you're just hungry.
You might
just be hungry.
Me and Kirby might have something going on there.
Yeah.
So actually, my challenge for furs this week is not have to do with food. Well, I guess it could be have to do with food, but it is to reach out to a fur or someone in need, be it emotionally or financially or however, because every fur out there needs something and they don't always have some fur to go to. So reach out. And there you go. And that's my little lovey-dovey challenge for this week. What about you, Path? Do you have a challenge for furs?
My challenge is to understand how reaching out to a friend indicates food. Well, I guess you could feed them. Okay, I was thinking, like, are you saying we should be eating our friends? Because that's where I thought you went with that.
Oh, no, no, I wasn't going anywhere fun like that. Nope.
Okay, fun. Gotcha. Okay. Do I have a challenge for furries? I would challenge furries to go through their budget and see what they spend on streaming services and then cancel ones they haven't been using for 6 months to a year, because during COVID, we have every streaming service.
Yeah. That's actually a really good one. I think a lot of furs could save lots of money that way. Great.
Probably.
And so if any fur does any of these things, write us in, did you know that write us in is not like a phrase that actually makes any sense?
I think if you get written into a contest, right, or something,
you kind of wrote.
Well, you can write someone into a show,
you
right?
Can
if you just like desperately want someone into a show, then you get
like
on,
we
a
did
sitcom,
to you,
like
to
you get... did to me yesterday, about 20, 30 hours ago.
Yeah, it's like Path. I'm desperate. I just need some. And the first thing I thought of was hyena. So there you go.
I want to know how many hosts you went through to get to me. I am sure it's like six. My
no,
guess is six.
Less than that.
They're counting. We're counting. So four, five?
Less.
It is six.
No, it's less than that.
Seven, eight. Eight? Okay.
No, eight is not less than six.
No. Again, you're the one who's the most qualified here for numbers, so I'm going to defer to you. Eight is less than six.
No, I didn't.
Your whole last episode was about a math thing.
It was. We do a math. I do a math thing every other week, and apparently I should do it more often because I apparently forget what numbers are.
Yes.
So speaking of which, I have a news item and a piece of advice. I'll do the news item first.
Okay.
I was reading through, and this was.
Did you go get the news item?
I did. I have it. Okay. I got it right now. I found this actually on CNN today or yesterday or something. It was a very interesting story about some boys growing up that wanted to be in the priesthood and be popes, and their little story, kind of their life journey about that. But I have a synopsis of the story, and it's a pretty cool story. Would you like to hear this pretty cool story?
Gosh, would I ever.
Okay. Oh, my cow. I must say. Oh, first, before I read the story, I forget, and I forgot to say this, and Rain, you forgot to introduce the show with this too. Do you know what Mubark Fluff means, Path?
No.
I do.
It's a... Hey. Rain does.
I know.
And he knows.
Yes.
Should I explain or should you, Rain?
I think Rain should. He's got...
No, I think what we should do is have Path tell us what he thinks it is.
Ah, there you go.
Mubark... What was it?
It's one Mubark word. Mubark Fluff. Mubark Fluff. Mubark Fluff. It's one word. Yeah.
Mubark Fluff is a kind of log found in a dense forest in a tropical rainforest, and cows love it because of its fluffy characteristics. The cows feel that it ages them backwards.
Very, very, very close.
Mm-hmm. The milk is much better.
Do you want to know the right answer? Yours
is bigger,
like,
I feel like I had the right answer, to be honest with you.
So make sure, Rain, make sure that Barely hears this so that we can like judge and maybe we will morph into a correct version of Mubark Fluff in Fluffter's Abridged Dictionary for next week.
This is all being recorded for posterity.
Okay. Posterity. Maybe that'll be Mubark Fluff log. No! Mubark Fluff first. Yes! So Fluffter's Dictionary. Mr. Barely, when you listen to this for next time, Fluffter's Dictionary should be to define, which Path just did, but we should put it in the official Fluffter's Dictionary, Mubark Fluff first. And that's like really hard to say, actually.
That could be a con.
It could. It could.
It could.
No cons to that. Mubark Fluff, actually, you know how in like Hawaii, aloha means, it's a greeting that means either hello or goodbye, that type of thing? Well, it's official. It's been officially ordained that Mubark Fluff is that in furry. So make sure you pass on your now found knowledge to the other furs you know and Mubark Fluff.
Did you know, because you just brought up Hawaii, did you know that they have a bunch of noise complaints right now?
I did not.
And there's the government's been putting a decibel limit on that, and you can only now do a loha.
Ho, Merry Christmas, and to all a good night.
I did not expect that to become topical at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're out in the sun for a long time, and you didn't realize that it was... No, sorry. Let me back up. It's going bad. If like it's really cloudy outside, and you're outside, and then all of a sudden, and you have some sunscreen lotion with you, but you don't know why you have it because it's all dark outside, and then all of a sudden it's really sunny, and then you didn't realize it was going to be topical all of a sudden.
Is this what inspired you to become Pope?
Oh. So maybe I should read my news item. I was going to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So priesthood and stuff. So the synopsis goes, because the whole story is actually like 5 pages long because it's their life story. But the synopsis goes that two boys grew up interested in the priesthood, and their names were Jimmy James and Johnny Sekola. And they were both dedicated to studying the Bible. Johnny Sekola was always a little more knowledgeable than Jimmy James, so they're a little bit competitive now. But so both boys grew up and followed similar paths. They both became priests, then bishops, then eventually cardinals. Johnny Sekola was still the brighter of the two, so throughout their whole lives they've kind of been at odds a little bit because of this. One night the Pope died in his sleep, and the College of Cardinals had to decide who among them would be the new Pope. Johnny Sekola and Jimmy James were, of course, now competing to be the head of the church. Johnny thought that he would win this because he had beaten Jimmy at everything before, being the slightly smarter one. The Cardinals held the election. I cannot talk, but that's what it says. The Cardinals held the election, and, well, who won? actually Jimmy James won. And Johnny was pretty sad about this and surprised. And so he asked the head cardinal that was in charge of the election what had happened. And the cardinal shook his head and said, "Well, Johnny, I'm sorry, but we really couldn't have the leader of the church have a name like Pope Sekola."
So do you know that the election of Pope is called a papal conclave, which is just an excellent fact that I thought you should have that, because I don't want to think about what you just did. Popsicola?
Popsicola!
Popsicola, Popsicola. Have you thought about having alternate characters?
Hi.
How many alternate characters do you have?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. So let me give you... Path, tell me a joke.
Okay. Why do they put a fence around a graveyard?
I don't know, Path. Why do they put a fence around the graveyard?
Because people are dying to get in, right?
Wait.
So you got to put the fence around and they get in.
I was talking. Wait, what?
Oh. What?
What?
Here's another one. Why don't eggs tell jokes? Because they crack each other up. I hate these. And I hate myself for saying them.
Well, so I have some advice. I heard some advice from Eddie Eagle.
Okay.
Do you know what Eddie Eagle says?
What does Eddie Eagle say?
Well, Eddie Eagle says, if you see a furry, don't touch. Leave the area. Tell an adult. And that's my advice there that Eddie Eagle said. Oh.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair advice. I feel like I need an adult right now.
Right now. Oh, and you know, when we go to cons, there's a reason there's so much drama at cons. It's like there's so many adult. There's no adult around to actually tell. But all of a sudden, there's all these furries in it. It's horrible. But, oh, my cow. So, shall we move on to our next segment?
Yeah.
Well, first, let me ask, how are you doing? Are you having a good time? Are you sorry that you agreed to come on the show?
No, I like the show.
Oh.
This is entertaining for me. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Brain? This is actually entertaining for a fur out there.
I heard that. So that means one satisfied listener?
One satisfied participant!
Yeah.
As in the case may be.
This is like being the 5-minute furry, but for like an hour.
But for like an hour and 5 minutes. Yeah, it's
an hour amazing. And I had to get my 5 minutes.
You definitely got your 5 minutes in. So I have this thing that I came up with a while ago, and I bring it up every now and then on the show, something I call a second level pun. Have you heard of this idea?
I assume this is a math thing. This must
be. It's not. It's a pun thing.
Okay. How was I to know?
But exactly. So let me give you... So the idea is you start with the beginning of a pun, and then you end with the ending of a different pun, but in between there's a connecting pun that's like the ending and beginning simultaneously of the two puns, and so the whole second level pun sounds crazy. So for example, an example of a second level pun is, what kind of concert only costs 45 cents? Answer, a low-cost football player. And it's like, what? And so, but the thread is, like how it works is, what kind of concert only costs 45 cents? The answer to that pun is a 50-cent concert.
Oh.
Yeah. And...
Oh.
Oh, no, sorry. I messed that up.
Do you know that? Do you know that in the halftime show, the NFL halftime show, after two quarters, 50 cents came out? That wasn't even true. He wasn't even there, I don't think.
No, see, this...
But it should be, right? Because then you can just make the joke. Just do it for the joke.
So the joke is supposed to be, I messed it up.
Yeah.
And you did it better, even though it wasn't even related to what I said, but you did
it
better anyway.
I had a zero-level pun. That's what I did.
Yeah, zero. So
I actually just stole someone's tweet that I saw.
You heard it.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know whose tweet it was. It was like some normal person with a normal person face, so I ignored it.
Right.
But I took the tweet.
Oh, yeah. Ew. Yeah, don't do that. But it's good. Mm. So, okay. Let me try and explain here.
Get on with it.
Yes, get on with it.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a pun that goes, what kind of concert only costs 45 cents? The answer is a 50-cent concert featuring Nickelback.
Nickelback, right.
That's how it really goes, yeah.
Nice, got it.
And then there's a pun that goes, and so from that, so a low-cost football player. Because Nickelback, 45 cents, it's a low-cost football player. So let's start over having all that in mind.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Okay, good, good. So the actual second-level pun goes, what kind of concert only costs 45 cents? A low-cost football player. That's the actual second-level pun, and the explanation is, what kind of concert only costs 45 cents? A 50-cent concert featuring Nickelback, so a low-cost football player. That's all that.
He did really good. I think that's like two CUEs in one spot.
At least. So that's the example. That's the. Uh-huh. So we just took about a half hour to explain what a second level pun is.
It's been a great show, everybody. You see you next week.
See you next week. Bye. Da 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 da. Bum. So every now and then I have a second level pun challenge, and that's to see if you, in the case, you know, every fur out there can figure out. So here's the second level pun challenge. That is, I'll tell you the thing, and you're trying to figure out the connecting piece. So goes, need an ark to save two of every animal in the archives. So that's the actual second level pun. And so there's a connecting thing in there. Take just that's, 2 seconds.
That's tough, because I want to say, well, the ark is obvious, right? Because it's Noah's Ark, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure what the chives are doing in there. I don't know.
Really close.
I'm very close. I can't reach the second level.
The second find. That's always the hardest one, is getting that second.
The second level.
Thing.
That first level, I can get that Nickelback. That Nickelback concert.
That is yours. That nickel, that you deserve it back.
I never asked for it. Never wanted it.
but now you have it. So here's how it goes. So any fur that wants to try and figure it out, push pause, and then when you think you figured it out or you don't know, turn the recording, the show back
turn
on.
It up.
And because I'm going to tell you right now.
Chives.
What's that?
Chives.
Oh, you're still working.
Is it hives? No, I am. I want to say it's not hives, right? You're not breaking out in hives. Beehives.
You are getting really close.
I feel like I'm getting further. Are you kidding? I feel like I'm getting further.
No, you're getting so much closer, actually.
Hives. What was the first part?
Need an ark to save two of every animal.
Need an ark? Like a story arc? To save two of every animal, though. No, I can't.
You were good with what you originally thought.
Okay. No, I give up. Okay. I will die on the bridge. The troll wins.
The troll wins. Okay. So here's the thread. Need an ark to save two of every animal? I know a guy. Where does Noah store his old bees? In the archives.
I know a guy. It was bees.
It was bees. Where does Noah store his old bees? Yeah, so the connecting is really Noah. But that's how...
Noah. Okay. So I had the answer. It was just in the middle of all those words. I should have just stopped. That's like the story of my life. I should have just stopped.
But if you would have just stopped, you never would have found out that you are still on the third level of the parking structure. So you had to keep going.
I should have just stopped.
Oh, 5 minute fur. Oh, hi. Perfect timing, because now we have 5 minute furs for fun. Mr. Rain's going to post the link. Worked out perfect timing, because that was the end of my second level pun challenge thing.
Good and job. We are live. We'll see who comes on.
Okay. So as Rain explained to you, Path, for every fur that doesn't know, the link was just posted in our BFFT chat, and it's posted for about 10 minutes, and to see if anyone grabs the link and comes in. And if someone comes in, Rain will take down the link, and then we'll just talk to a random fur for about 5 minutes. Lately, not many people, not many furs come in. Last week, or last time, we had a fur come in at the very end, but his internet was really horrible, so he came in, and it was all choppy, and he said, we heard him say hi, and then he just left because, his internet kicked him off. So that was fun.
It looks like Ski wants to come in if nobody else does, so looks like we might have somebody on today. I think it may have been Ski that had the problems.
It was.
It was.
So there you go.
So that'd be great. Yeah.
He's going to try again. We can have an Olympic sport with the ski.
It is the Winter Olympics.
Did you know, Pat, did you know that monobob is an actual Olympic sport?
I did see that the other day.
Yeah.
I did see that.
I did not know that.
It's like a bobsledding team, but it's all you.
It's all you.
That's all you.
Monobob.
Monobob.
I tweeted
that. Or it's
a
hairstyle. It sounds like a hairstyle.
It does. It's like
it's like if you're one of those little dogs that have like a little ball tail, that would be you. You're just competing in the Olympics now.
Oh my. What are those, like, corgis, right? Corgis automatically participate in the Olympics.
And the monobob?
And the monobob.
If you did an Olympic sport, which one would you do?
Fluffopawsy hugs. I would participate in the fluffy puzzle hugs portion of the Olympics.
Right.
And I would find a random lamp and hug it. And then I would find a random plant and hug it. And any fur that has any idea what I'm talking about means that you actually know who I am and have been with me from the beginning or something.
It sounds like your conception of the Olympics is the sport is a place where, like, there's lots of props and you just go hug props.
I mean, that's really props to that. Basically, that's what you do, right? I mean,
is that a 1.5 level pun? No, that's just a normal. That was a standard one. Okay, so there's like a
1 to 1.25.
A punter scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rain, my Telegram, I can't tell what's happening in Telegram because my Telegram isn't working these days.
I am monitoring Telegram.
What did you do to it? How do you break Telegram?
You tell her that her cooking's bad. Then you can Telegram that her cooking is bad.
Oh, that's very mean, Taven.
What did she do to you? She's only cared about you all these years, and you tell her that her cooking's bad? Come on.
Jeez.
Oh, that's what you telegram.
Oh. If you need to talk after the show, you let me know. I'll be here for you.
I will. Okay. But I do.
It sounds like there's a lot of issues going on here.
there's a lot of things. And Ski came on. Hi, Ski.
Hi.
Hi, Ski.
I'm no longer in a hotel in the middle of Kentucky.
Hey.
That's amazing and wonderful. Where are you now?
Home.
That's a great place to be. So Path Ski actually has come on 5 minutes first before, and he, well, like he just said, I'll just repeat the obvious. He was in. Are you ready? Do you want to know where he was when he came in before?
I'm guessing he was at a store that sold purple things.
He was.
Because I'm looking at this video, and he's very purple color coordinated.
That's exactly it. That,
very impressive.
Kentucky has lots of purple things anyway.
Yeah.
It's actually not purple. It's black. My camera sucks on this computer.
Oh,
that
okay.
is a crazy camera.
Your camera takes everything and turns it purple.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's got like an amazing camera though.
Like a Joker filter, kind of. Mm-hmm. That's neat.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
It's great when you want, when you don't want it, and then it's great when, and then it's not great when you want it.
Yeah, I think it's great all the time.
All the time, and it's actually not great because it's purpled. It's not great.
Oh well, grapes are purple. Grapes are purple.
No. Let me do this again.
Okay.
Great purple. Never mind. I'm stupid.
Taven.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Taven, that doesn't make sense.
Gray is a color.
Oh.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, Ski, normally, you know, Barely Normal is my co-host on the show, but Barely is gone this week. So I have a guest co-host, and that is Path Hyena. He's a previous con chair of TFF.
Yep, I know all of that.
Oh, you do? Nice. Okay, yeah. How many years did you run? Were you chair for TFF Path?
5 years.
5 years.
I'm sorry.
And you're
five
glad you're
very
done.
Long years. Oh, yeah, so long.
Well, and what made them longer is, like, a few years into it, he met me, and then, like, everything went downhill for him, for Path.
Everything got more exciting.
Oh, he's so sweet. Anyway, Ski, this is your 5 minutes. What am I doing talking about Path?
Yeah.
So what have you been up to? What's going on with you?
I've got back to the Twin Cities now after the last time I've been on. And then I've been mainly work and then going making the whole kitchen remodel. So.
Mm. Oh, that's fun. You're doing redoing the whole entire kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Like the refrigerator, the cabinets, the island in the middle.
Yeah,
you have an island.
Mm-hmm. Putting up gamer lights. I don't know if you can see. If I can.
Is that what's going on back there? You got gamer lights. Yeah.
Thank you.
Gamer lights in the kitchen.
That's like a little. It looks like the Matrix is back there.
It does.
Yeah.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
It just changed colors. It was green and now it's purple.
It was green. And now, well, it could be black.
Oh, but I bet it's just the camera, and it's actually still green.
Actually, no, it's kind of a cyan now. Now it's kind of an orange.
Oh, it's changing. That's beautiful.
I would listen to a podcast that just named the color of a light that was changing the entire hour.
Okay, that's what we're doing. Okay, we've got this light.
So
okay, ready, go. Okay, purple, red, green. Taupe! Purple. Taupe again! Purple. It likes purple. Anyway.
Taven, you're going to get hypnotized.
I don't know.
We're going to lose you, and you're just going to fade off, and then we won't know what
to do. So, Ski, you're remodeling. That's going okay? Have you hurt yourself yet with a hammer?
Not with a hammer.
okay, good. Good.
Sheetrock,
but with a screwdriver.
I've hurt myself with sheetrock.
Sheetrock.
Myself
okay,
with 120 volts. No.
Mm.
Not a screwdriver, but the bolt that I was screwing in after it slipped off. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
You have a gorgeous picture of a fox behind you.
I have been noticing
the name of the fox, and what is their story?
I don't know.
We have to come up with that's our story to come up with.
I don't know what the story on this one is.
Oh, there you are.
I know the story of this one here, which is the husky I just recently got at the dog sled race in Lake Minnetonka that I went to on the 5th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually
very nice.
Yeah.
That was actually a fun little time. And then, yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
What's the fox's name? Surely you've asked the fox.
I don't know if it has one. I know.
What would you name it? Can we name it, Taven? What would you name the fox?
Sure.
Fluffy tail bush fox? Foxy neat.
You can't call them all the same thing. You can't call them all fluffy tail bush fluffy neat.
But why not? I mean, it's a good name. It's a perfectly good
name.
That's not
the name of every animal.
Oh,
and
well,
also now you should change your password.
I mean, pretty
because
much.
That.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I just gave that away now, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay. Good point.
Your email is filled with orders for food.
I know. It's okay.
All right, Ski. We will see you later.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Our 5 minutes are up. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Have a good night. Good luck with your remodel.
Yeah, good luck. Be careful with screwdrivers.
And bolts. That was great that we just finished that 5 minute furs just in time to talk to our friend, Mr. Grubbs Grizzly. How are you on this fine eve, Mr. Grubbs?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you, Taven?
I'm doing good. And with me co-hosting the show this particular time, Barely Normal, is off blowing things up legally. It's okay. Everything's fine. So I have a guest co-host with me this week. It's Path Hyena, previous con chair for TFF. So say hi to each other.
Hi to each other.
Hello. Hi to each other.
Hello.
For any further that doesn't know, Mr. Grubbs Grizzly is, we could call him the quote-unquote Dear Abby of the furry fandom. He runs AskPapaBear.com, this great advice, furry advice column, also has lots of other great information and things on there. And recently, he's put advertising, our podcast, our Bobcast, whatever, on the thing. So thank you so much for putting us on there. But anyway, so Grubbs is a great fur in the fandom. been around for a long time, and also not only hosts Ask Papa Bear, but holds the Good Furry Awards each year, and he is here to tell us all about that and how that's going. So yes, say hi to every fur grubs.
Hello. Actually, there's a couple things I'm excited about. Can I talk about my publishing company for a moment?
Oh, that's right. So let me back up. This is true. I'm backing up. Beep, 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 and all that stupid jokes about that and stuff. And Grubbs has been on the show before in one of our interview guest spots. Forget which episode, but a while ago. And at that point, he had been writing a book, and it was... like, he had a long way to go, and I was excited to hear him say that he's actually got it done, and he wants to talk about that again, too. So we're all excited to hear about the book, Mr. Grubbs.
Okay, well, that's not exactly what I was going to talk about.
Oh, well, so there was that.
I started last month. I founded Uncle Bear Publishing, which is a nonfiction publishing company specializing in books for furries. One of which is going to be my book, the furry book, but I'm also doing other books. For example, I'm excited to say that I just signed Tim Stoddard to publish his book with us. It's called Furtania, The History of the Furry Fandom in the UK.
Very nice.
And that's going to be coming out pretty soon. So, I've been busy the last month and a half doing filing paperwork for federal, state, and local permits and all that stuff and getting things set up. There's a beginning of a website at unclebearpublishing.com, and as soon as I get things going a little more, I'll be asking for book submissions. If anybody's out there, we're looking for nonfiction books about the furry fandom, anything from, you know, histories, biographies, guidebooks, books about, you know, how to perform in fursuit or make crafts or all kinds of anything you can think of that involves the fandom. So that's what's going on with that.
That is very exciting and cool. I think there are a lot of aspiring young fur literary artists out there that would, you know, I mean, that's always a question. How do I get started? How do I look for a publisher? What do I do? And all that good stuff. So this would be a great way to help each other out. You're wanting to start the publishing company, and a lot of furs want to be published. So, that's really awesome and great and exciting.
Yeah. A lot of people are writing fiction, of course, but I'm focusing on the nonfiction.
And that's great. We need a lot more of that, I think.
Trying to take up the fill in the void that was left when Fred Patton passed away, because he did a lot of, you know, nonfiction for furries.
Yeah, very, very cool. Yep. We need a repository, as it were. A repository.
Right. Well, just like after he passed away, he came out, one of his books was released, Furry Tales, A Review of Essential Anthropomorphic Fiction. So,
cool.
You know, that's been helpful to me in writing my book, too. So it was a big loss, and we all miss him. But trying to help with that. So and Uncle Bear Publishing is a co-sponsor with Ask Papa Bear of the Good Furry Awards, and so a couple of things about that. Number one is, first, a little schedule. We're accepting nominations through the end of March. Then in April, we'll have the voting, and in June, I haven't heard back from them yet, but I've asked them to host the Good Furry Awards, the first live presentation at Biggest Little Fur Con in Reno. And I asked Mike Began, you know, he said that he would record it so that you could podcast it here on your program.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
If I was for our listeners, who would be like the ideal nominee, and where would I go to nominate somebody?
You go to askpapabear.com and you click on the Good Furry Awards menu, and under there is the link for nominating, and you fill out the form. You know, ideal candidates is anybody, you know, people who exhibit community spirit and promoting the positive image of the furry fandom. So that can be all kinds of things. So if you go there, you'll see there's quite a few nominees on there already who can get a good idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah, last year, Cassidy Civet won the award. She's been on our show several times, and, you know, she's a great fur. And I forget the 2 years before that, who won? Do you remember, Grubbs?
Before Cassie was Ash Coyote.
Hey. Ah, oh, yes, yes.
I love Ash.
Yes. And before that was Tony Dogbaum, who unfortunately passed away. So that was kind of a sad start to the awards. But the awards have always just been done, you know, virtually so far. So I'm excited about this. A couple of new things. One is we're having a Lifetime Achievement Award. The other awards are nominated by the furry population at large. But this one is being selected by, we'll call it a secret board of members who are not being identified because...
you guys have like an Illuminati.
Just because we don't want to, you know, people disagree with the choice. We don't want them having any...
foof.
You know, any foo from that. So
very cool.
They will remain anonymous, but anyway, and what's also exciting, you'll hear it here first, that Pepper Coyote is writing a theme song for the awards.
Very cool. So very cool. Debut. You heard it here first.
That's a local. It's a local for me.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've had Pepper on the show, too, and he's great. And every fur knows who Pepper Coyote is. So that's very exciting, very cool. So to every fur out there, the Good Furry Award is really great to help. The purpose, one of the main purposes is to promote the good things furs are doing in the fandom and get, you know, recognition for all the great things that furs out there are doing. Mm-hmm. And so you get recognition and all this great stuff for winning the Good Furry Award. But in addition, Mr. Grubbs here is so generous and wonderful that you win $500 for you know, winning the award. And this $500 is out of Mr. Grubbs' own pocket. So this is like just how generous he is and supportive of the whole idea of the Good Furry Award it is to him and us. So thank you, Mr. Grubbs, for that.
My pleasure. I think it's very important to work harder to, you know, there's too many people out there dissing the fandom, and I'm trying to fight against that a little bit with a little more positive imagery. A little more positive messaging.
That's pretty good.
You know, it's kind of like what Thabo Meerkat is doing with his podcast and what you guys do here too.
Who's that? I don't know if I know this person.
Thabo Meerkat.
Thabo the Meerkat.
Thabo the Meerkat.
Yeah, he has the show, podcast.
Yeah,
the positivity show that he does. Yeah, you should definitely check that out.
I should. I had not heard.
There's a link on the Ask Papa Bear website.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The point is, go to Ask Papa Bear and you will find out anything you want to know about anything, pretty much. So
anything about life. All the secrets.
Yeah. It's not just 42 anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Actually,
it is really.
It is. It actually is 42.
So, Grubbs, do you have anything else special you would like to say? If you don't, I have something that I would like to ask you.
That was the main points I wanted to cover, and I really appreciate you giving me time to talk about it. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I think these are all great, great pieces of information. The publishing, remember, what was that website again? Remind us.
UncleBearPublishing.com.
Uncle Bear, which you can probably get to from Ask Papa Bear, I'm guessing.
Yes, you can. It's a little easier just to go, just type it in, you'll find it.
You'll find it. Okay. Well, thanks for joining. And so before you leave, what are your, you know, we actually asked you this before when you were on the show. What's your parting shot? Your wise words of wisdom to the fandom?
Woo.
$500 right there. That's your $500. So you just gave it out.
I think that sums it all up. Yeah, there's your $500.
That's it, right out of your pocket, right to the fines.
And actually, when you think about it, you actually only win $250 for that because, well, there's the fine and everything, and $500 minus $250 is $250. But awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Grubbs, and letting us know about these exciting things. Can't wait to see you and hug you tight with Pawsies at BLFC.
I'll see you at BLFC. Yeah.
Yay.
We'll hug it out.
We'll hug it out.
Hug it out like a man.
Yay. Well, that was very great to hear from Mr. Grubbs Grizzly, he's a great fur. He actually, when we were BLFC this last year, we did a live recording of the podcast, Pupcast, and he actually Pupcast. Showed up for just showing up, and so that was good. Pupcast. We have pup-isodes on the Pupcast.
Are you pup-set about that?
I am not very pup-set about that. I am very puppy about... Hey, that works! I tried to do happy with pup, but it worked out to be puppy.
Yeah, that worked.
I really like that.
Yeah. I hope to see you at the pup rally.
I will totally be at the pup rally. And do you know the best part about the word puppy fur? It actually has nothing to do with popularity or anything. The best thing about the word puppy fur is it has the word pup and the word fur in the same word. It's puppy and fur, I should say, in the same word. So
it's nearly illegal.
Oh, I'm so ready to go off into another tangent, but I'm not, because we must venture forth into the segment that we call The Past Today. So, Path, this thing called The Past Today, we talked about, like on previous episodes, we'll talk about something and we don't know the answer, or I'll be listening to a previous episode and there's something noteworthy that I want to talk about, so we talk about it in this segment we call The Path Today. Not The Path Today, but The Past Today.
Hi, it's me.
Hi, it's you. And I only have one. It's you. I have only one past today. It's you.
Hi.
Oh, you're adorable.
Will they
edit?
Actually, will they edit? Who knows?
I don't know. Who knows? I'm excited to hear how this episode comes out. So I only have one past today. So last week on the show, we actually talked about corgi events because there's been a little bit of drama, furry drama.
There's been a lot, and it's very confusing.
And I didn't know, and I thought that corgi events did BLFC, but they don't. And Barry said, no, they don't. And I was like, well, what do they do? And Barely said, I don't know. So then I researched and it sounds like you can actually talk more about this than I am. But let me just tell you what I found out, because this is what we do on The Past Today. And then you can tell me how wrong I am. How's that?
Okay, I'll try. Okay. I'm not super up to the entire list. It's expanded some.
I didn't see the full list, but I did find they do Denver, Aquatifer, Pony Cider Fest, and Winnie City Pony.
And PDFC, Painted Desert Fur Con.
Oh, that's Arizona. They do that too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any others that I left out?
Probably like 800 others that are I'm not aware of. I assume because they just make cons. Like there's probably just 100,000 of them now. Like from the start of the time we've been recording, there are 50 more corgi event conventions. Are you considering that?
Is that why my upcoming events list that I have later in the show is so long? Is because corgi events just did 50 more new ones since we started recording today?
Possibly.
So do you have any past today, Path?
I don't know that I can do that until I'm in the future. Right.
So for every fur out there, I'm going to ask Path right now, and we'll see what he says, and we'll see what we think about it.
Okay.
Have you heard a full pupisode of our pupcast before?
I have, but it was a while ago.
Okay.
Because I'm very bad at media. I'm very, very bad at media.
We'll accept that. Rain, do we accept that? I think we'll accept that.
I don't think you should.
Acceptable.
Okay. Okay, so let's move right along then. Normally, our next segment would be talking about mailbag, and we don't have any mailbag this week. So we'll move on to media.
Media.
Mm-hmm. Media. And you just said you're bad at media, so this should be short.
This would be very short.
This is where we talk about what we've been watching or reading, or that's media-ing. For the past week. So this week, I'll start. So this week for my lunchies, I've been watching Agrasuko. Have you seen Agrasuko?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Haida? Yes, Haida. Yes. And as I mentioned, so I guess I have to shout out to every fur. Ben Diskin is the voice of Haida from Agrasuko, and we had him as a guest on the show, 3 or 4 episodes ago. And Ben Diskin has done so much. Oh, my cow. Including, he is the voice of Jack from Beastars. And this pup right here got to talk to Jack. And I am still wagging about it. This was so... Oh, I mean, maybe I have a little puppy crush. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just still wagging about it. So every Friday, go back and listen to us chat with Ben Diskin. And he's very talented. Wow, his voice goes all over. He's very talented. Anyway, So I've been watching that. I finished season 2. I'm on season 3 now. I've been watching Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. Have you seen this, Path?
I have, actually. You're hitting like all the media I have seen.
Oh, nice. We're like in the same like little narrow frame.
It's like
here.
We're related or schizophrenic.
Something. And all of the above. Okay, so the third thing I've been watching this week, we'll see. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I started season 3 of the high school edition of Degrassi.
No.
No.
Okay. Almost. We almost had it. We almost had it. I was worried, though, so now I feel better.
I feel better, too. High school drama all over, but it's kind of fun. Anyway, that's what I've been watching this week. And what is your media-ing for the week?
For the week, we did a Super Bowl watch party, which is fairly uncommon for furries, probably.
Yeah. So, but you knew exactly, what did you just do? Just sit there in a circle and look at what time it was because you had a watch party?
Right. Yes.
Oh my God.
And we all vaguely knew what was going on thanks to Kyle Goldbooks.
Yes.
teaching furries how football works. Since
thank you, Mr. Kyle.
Since the beginning of time. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, no, it was that, and you get to hear Eminem in the halftime show talk about mom spaghetti, which is great.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom spaghetti, he's nervous.
Oh, is that what you meant in the thing? I didn't know what you.
That's what I meant in the thing. When Eminem is said and done, that's what people are going to remember is mom spaghetti, because that's how art works. Right.
Nice. I need to find out. I'm going to write that down. I need to look at that. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go look for that. Yeah. And there's actually a version of his song that's just, they just replaced all the lyrics with mom spaghetti. Look for that. We watched Matrix 4.
Nice. How's that? What did you think?
It is like watching fan fiction of the Matrix, and it's got a lot of neat concepts, and I like it. It's fun. I think if you take it too seriously, you're not going to love it. But if you kind of look at it as fun, then, you know, that's good. It's good.
I think, Rain, you've seen it, right?
I have, and I totally 100% agree with you, Pat. I think that's what they were going for, too. I mean, something a little bit more, like, a little more meta. So, like, the time has passed. Now things are kind of a little different. So
I think
I think it was a good way to kind of meld the past and the present.
The director and the writer had said that they were going through a very hard time, and it was just comfortable to go revisit old characters.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of nostalgia and built in. So
nice. That's actually very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. We've been watching there was Squid Games, right, which is super violent, and then
Sweetie, what am I doing?
Okay,
I don't.
Okay, here we go.
So one thought I had before Squid Games, one thought I had. Shout out to the podcast, because we had Kyle Gold on the show for an interview guest spot way back in season 1. So everyone, go check out that. Well, I'm just plugging the podcast all over the place, even, which is a little silly in a way, because like if they don't listen to the podcast, then it doesn't matter if I'm plugging it, because, well, they wouldn't know. But if they listen to the podcast, then I don't need to plug it, because, well, they're listening to it.
Well, maybe it's plug and play. So, you don't know. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm strictly
plug and play. I ain't afraid of what you get. We are plug and play. So, okay, Squid Game. Me and my hubby started watching that a while ago. Because, you know, it was like the thing. And
it was the thing.
So popular, and there is like, people did YouTube and streaming and stuff about like trying to do the games and all that. And it's like, okay, it's a thing. So we started watching it. We couldn't even finish the first episode. We're like, this is so bad. What? So we haven't tried it again. So tell me what?
why it was so popular.
Or should I watch it or something? I don't know.
I think it's definitely worth watching. It has dramatic elements in it that are pretty unique, and you have to kind of get in this horrific world to kind of explore. those kinds of relationships and feelings that they did. So I think that was quite good. And a lot of people were very surprised to know that Korean cinematography is just that far and that good at what it does. We started watching another one that has some of the same actors called, I think it's All of Us Are Dead. Okay. I'm off a little bit on what it's called, but
I saw an ad for that the other day.
Yeah, it's them zombies, but also very good. And it's the same kind of thing where it's like, it's horrific. If you can't handle gore, then don't do that thing. But there's,
well,
there's,
I mean,
just...
he didn't make president, so we don't have to handle the gore.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There was the Bush and Gore.
I just did a thing.
You I'm did it. Sorry. You went back 22 years.
I sludged back. I made the climb, and I stood there, and I decided to just do the plunge. That's
there
what
is
happened.
A good chance that a number of your viewers were born after that joke could be made. Right? is that laughing? It doesn't sound like a little crying.
There's actually a little bit of crying happening right here.
A little bit of tears in there. But yeah, it's the same kind of thing where you have to put characters in these kind of horrific, weird situations to get the kind of drama that you can get out of it. So that was good. Super Bowl, not quite as dramatic and not as horrific. But I think Korean cinema, quite good. That's mostly what I've been doing. The other thing I've been doing is Twitch, watching Twitch streamers, and we've been watching Riff Raccoon do a trivia stream, which I think is a lot of fun. There's a big trivia stream. Kind of game show segment that of people that live in Twitch, and they all kind of do, like, if you ever wanted to be on a game show, you can do it there, sort of, you know, kind of fun.
Okay, have to check that out.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, so all you furs out there, Path and I have a dramatic reading we want to do for you.
Do we?
Yes.
This was written very out of order.
Yes, okay. And that's what's going to make it even better. So let me just give you all you for the setup. It'll still be so stupid, but I'm so looking forward
so
to doing
stupid.
This. So Path and I, we're sharing this Google Doc for the podcast notes so that we can, you know, share the podcast notes. And so I go in this afternoon and start, you know, writing in there. And all of a sudden I see Path's little, it's pink on my end, his little cursor go around and he starts saying,
oh, you're pink on my end.
Oh, hi. Oh, we're both pink.
Yeah, and this is Google Docs, like, trying to matchmake us.
I see.
You know,
see. Well,
trying
that's
to create
adorable.
Fireworks.
That's adorable. Yeah. Oh, it's cute.
Yeah.
But so I'm writing, and he sees me typing notes, and so Path says hi, and then I say hi back. And I always thought it was so neat and fun and cute when the, like, people are typing at the same time and everything like that, for whatever reason. Anyway, so we start typing things, and he's typing in one place, and I respond to him, and, you know, he has a question or says something, and I don't respond right after, like, on the next line. I just do it wherever my cursor is.
Yeah.
And then he does it wherever, he responds to wherever his cursor is. And so we've got a big dialogue of things that wouldn't even make any sense even if they were in order, but they're out of order because we just responded in our respective places.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it would be a great idea, instead of deleting it all from the notes, I thought it would be a great idea if we just read it on the show tonight. And Path said, yes, let's do a dramatic reading of our
dramatic reading
dialogue. Now, I don't even know who's going to take what.
Well, that's when I realized, like, it's completely out of order, because this would be like if you were having a Telegram conversation. That's kind of what we did, except in these big dumps that are in the wrong place, so you have to know where to look.
At least in Telegram, it's in the right place. Exactly.
Well, except for your Telegram, which just doesn't work at all. So,
I don't
know how you break it. Telegram?
And we'll reference that in our dramatic reading.
Oh,
I guess
sorry,
maybe
I'm giving it away.
Yeah, you are giving it away. But there's so much more excitement to be had. So what do we do? Do we just, like,
well,
I'll
you
read
were
the
typing,
line, then
I remember
the line?
You were typing because you were saying, what have you been watching and reading or meeting this week? Because you're trying to plan the show. Uh-huh. And I typed into that, hi.
Yeah.
And then your brain shut off and you got very excited.
I got very excited. And so the hi doesn't actually happen until 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, until the 7th line. So I think maybe we just... I'll read a line, then you read a line, and it's not even going to be the right, you know.
Oh, are we going top to bottom?
Yeah, top to bottom.
Okay, who's the bottom? Sorry. Let's just go top to bottom.
I'll start reading the first line. We'll go with that.
Okay.
And then you read the next line. Oh, and also, by the way, you first, the second, as I said, I always think it's cute when Google Docs does that. And so I said that, you'll hear that in our dramatic reading. I say that, and then Path responded with, "You're always cute, like all the time," and that was adorable. Anyway, but that's not in order, so it won't make any sense. But in any case, I'll start reading our dramatic reading. Are you ready
for our drama? This is Google Doc, S2E44, guest host, Path Hyena. Take one.
Let's not start at the absolute top.
That puts you at the top.
No, yeah.
It's not where I expected.
It does.
Honestly.
No, I meant to start... like way down where after the media section so I'll say WAGs. That's the first line.
Oh no, I didn't mean start the top of the top. Yeah, no. Okay.
Oh, okay. No, okay. But the title of
I was just trying to get us in the mood, you know.
I am so in the mood.
I don't want to go into this raw.
It's true.
Okay.
Oh, my cow. Okay, so I'll start. And again, this first line is actually a response to something Path said much later, but we're in the different places. Anyway, I'll start by saying dramatically. Wags.
It's always cute when this happens.
Blushy's pub.
Hi. You're always cute, like, all the time.
Do you want to do that?
That's not in the script. What you're doing right now is not in the script.
Okay, so the next line is...
Is this going to get the discussion? Is this where we're segueing into bark?
Maybe. Okay, I can do this. Okay, read your line again.
You're always cute, like, all the time.
Do you want to get on a call?
To test audio.
Rain is dropping. Rain is driving the controls, but I'm sure he's on Telegram at the moment, so can probably test things.
My Telegram is not working well today.
I broke it! I broke Telegram! Lol.
Okay, I need to finish working on the show notes, lol.
I should have all this in here.
Then we can read it on the show.
Rain is a derivative.
DFX.
This is actually in the notes. This is not just me.
Why did you break that? Don't break Telegram.
Can you just stop breaking open?
And then it's a lot of gibberish letters. A lot of gibberish letters. Followed by...
Okay.
I'll follow your lead generally. I have no idea what I'm doing.
D by DX of rain equals snow. I've learned so much, lol.
Yes, we can do a dramatic reading.
Lol, yes!
I can't wait, actually. Lol.
No spaghetti code. Though Eminem did sing about mom spaghetti during the halftime show.
See, I was ready.
Parenthetical remark, that's what we were talking about before.
Yeah, and then rain had code here.
Yeah.
Rain is a raccoon god, 20 go to 10, 10. Rain is a raccoon god, 20 go to 10, 10. Rain is a raccoon god, 20 go to 10, so on and so forth. And that's the rest of the...
And that's the end scene. We need to publish that. That is amazing.
I think so. I feel like that was a good first run. I think we'd have to...
It might need a few edits, but yeah, that was a good draft.
It's a good draft.
So on that note, I have to go to this thing. You go and hang out for a little bit, Path. I have to go to Lux's transformation station. She's going to, every other week, she turns me into something, and then we find out how that goes. It's kind of crazy, but
okay.
I'm okay. It kind of hurts sometimes, but I'm okay.
That's
so fine. I'm going to go off and do that because I'm about ready to, she's waiting for me, but I'll be back in a little bit. So go ahead and just do stuff while I'm gone. And yeah, I'll come back in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess I'm excited. I'm kind of alone here. It's kind of getting dark, but it's okay. I'm almost to Lux's. You know, I kind of wish I had some for with me. I'm a little scaredy.
Hey, Taven.
But that's okay.
Taven.
Oh, what's the sound? I know that sound.
Up here.
Where? Oh, hey, Rain. How are you doing up there?
I'm great. Hey, I'm on my way to Lux's with some spare parts she needed for the transformation ray. So you wanna take a ride in my airship?
I would totally. I was just saying how I'm not afraid of how it's getting dark, but I would join you anyway.
Awesome. So, okay, let me drop the ladder down to you. I've dropped the ladder down.
Okay.
Come on up.
Great. Okay. Here I go.
Hey, Taven. Welcome to the Ballisker.
Hey, thank you, Rain. Yeah, this is amazing and beautiful and one and colorful.
Well, thank you. I do my best to keep a nice, tidy ship. So, anyways, we're on the way.
Literally,
we're on our way to Lux's. I've got a bunch of parts to drop off. You could do me a favor though, now that you're on board. When we get over to Lux's, I want to anchor in the parking lot. So when I tell you to, but not before. But when I tell you to, drop the anchor. So do you understand? Only when I say drop the anchor, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. That could be disaster.
We're almost there. I can see the top.
Oh, okay, so I drop it now. There it
goes. Oh no!
Was that the right time?
No. In fact, we just broke Lux's skylight.
Oh well. Ooh. Hi down there.
hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, what? Oh, hi guys.
Skylar.
Hey, what's going on?
We didn't mean to drop the anchor through the skylight.
I broke.
Oh no, that's okay. We're getting those removed.
Oh,
you just saved
fantastic.
Us a ton of money.
I'm helping.
We're just gonna keep.
It turns out I'm helping.
We'll just stay anchored here then, and we'll just climb on down.
Yeah, come on in. Although I hate to tell you guys, the health department shut us down pretty hardcore, so we don't really have a Ratatouille situation going on anymore here in the main restaurant. But yeah,
that's going to really kill the employment.
We've
rebranded
mice. As an escape room. So if you want to come on in, cool. It's pretty easy, you know, because like you guys got to get down to the lab. So I'll tell you a secret. You gotta look behind the clock and then turn this little gear to the right and then stick your tongue in that slot and the key will pop out.
My tongue or his?
I mean, I think like a puppy tongue's longer than a raccoon tongue, but like you do you,
thank
man.
Goodness.
Oh.
Come on in.
No, I don't know.
It's all right. I've sanitized it.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
just
good.
Just ignore the confused like Zoomer teenagers who are in the corner. Don't show them the secret.
Okay.
I'm not. No.
I'll block you, Taven.
You teenagers, you look away. Yeah.
Open the lock there.
Hey, are they solving the escape room? Hey.
No, we're not solving any escape room. I don't even know what you're talking about.
We're not solving
anything. No, they're just, this dog is just giving this clock a passionate kiss for no reason. All right, man, here you go.
I really like this clock. It struck noon, and I was very happy about it.
So would you say its appearance is striking?
Very, very.
All right, man, just get the key out of there. I'll get you guys going.
Okay. Okay, cool. Got it.
Do you have
it?
You have it?
You gonna do it?
Did I do it? I did it.
All right, yeah, you blinded it out. Oh, all right, cool. All right, here's the key. Go stick it in the elevator and go.
Let's go before those teenagers realize that it was very striking.
No, it's all right. They're playing some kind of like new version of Pokemon Go. They got distracted. Get out of here.
Oh, cool. All right.
Nice.
Hey, Lux.
Okay. Hey, guys. Oh, man. Glad you're here.
My good, you know, I'm much more comfortable when everything's going wrong. And, you know, getting shut down by the health department reminded me that life is chaos and, you know, that life is an illusion and that we should be taking things so seriously. So it's fine. It's fine. We're rolling with it. We're good. We're back on track. In fact, I just secured a major grant, which is fantastic.
Oh,
yes, yes. So I was...
Was his first name Ulysses?
Or Carrie?
No, they are not dead celebrities. No, I secured government money. Yeah, yeah. The Build Back Better plan. They actually find out the portion that passed the infrastructure bill. I was able to throw some money into the transformation ray. So it is now I was able to purchase like a Tesla car and kind of gut it and use little hydrogen fuel cells and rearrange it. And what's awesome is that.
Hey, thank you, Elon.
Yeah, right. And there's even a little screen here where you can play Sonic and Sonic 2. Which is exciting. Yeah, yeah. So, David, I'm going to have you come on over here. We have this Frisch Corinthian leather sofa that you can sit down on.
Now we're in Jerusalem with the First Corinthians.
Like, that's the thing with government money. If you don't spend it all, it goes away. So, Rain, I'm going to hand you these gold bullion. It's literally powered by gold. So just feed the gold into the machine, and I'm going to hop up on here, and we will get started.
Wow.
And here's
of it in?
You know, I mean, we don't really want to half, but I mean, I've got like a few gold bullion. You know, you take one for yourself as a tip, and then you can feed the other one. And I'm gonna hop up on here, and all right. So we are gonna go ahead and adjust this. Oh, where's Barely, by the way?
Oh, he's out doing some fireworky thing. I think he's blowing something
fireworky
up or
thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Something like that.
Well, that is interesting.
He's a crazy bear, you know.
He is a bear of many talents.
I was going
to
say.
He left me alone to walk over to your place all on my own, and it was actually kind of scary,
that seems very
but then Rain came and helped.
I'm going to, you know, because you need a pup sitter. Absolutely. But that's okay. We got Rain here for supervision, so just feed the gold in the machine. I'm going to start cranking up this thing.
And you know, if we were in Ireland, I'd be so okay, because then I would have a Irish setter.
Yeah, you absolutely would. Okay, I'm going to aim this towards you, and we're going to crank this whole thing up, and we've got zillions of dollars fueling this thing now.
Thing you better aim
All right, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm gonna terminate the Sonic 2 on the screen, turn it over to transformation, tippy-tippy-tap. All right, let's go ahead and transform Taven in 3, 2, 1. Oh, my God. Well, this is interesting. You are a burning campfire.
I'm a burning campfire.
Hold on. Let me just unscrew this fire detector here, the smoke detector here real quick, just so it doesn't go off.
Yeah, it might be a good thing.
You're a campfire.
That's really funny to hear because I feel very, very cold at the moment. Like, do you have a blanket for me?
You're a pile of wood that's on fire. I guess I can put
more
into it. That's interesting.
Okay, we'll try that.
I'm gonna stick. I'm gonna search around for some sticks. I got the stick of pepperoni. I guess I can stick in here. That'll probably burn.
Yeah. I like pepperoni.
Yeah.
Hey, you have any marshmallows?
Or pepperoni in this case.
You know, I do have an emergency s'mores kit right next where I keep all my expired EpiPens over there in the drawer. So
smash the glass.
Smash the glass. There you go. Taven, what does it feel like to be a cheery, besides cold, what does it feel like to be a cheery little campfire?
Besides cold, it's a little cheery. I'm kind of like sparking all around and everything with my pepperoni. I'm liking that. That's actually helping out quite a bit.
That is interesting.
And you know, I feel a lot of sparks flying around inside me. Apparently, it's also flying around outside
me. Yeah, you know, we're going to...
So am I...
I'm going to start pushing some flammable things away from you. Because that we don't want to...
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Burn down.
So how do I make you feel, both of you, now that I'm warm
on
the outside?
You know, I feel, nice and cozy. I mean, I kind of want to just curl up right beside you and take a nice nap.
Right,
I kind of feel like a cowboy.
Get some raccoon fur on fire.
Oh no!
No!
Smart about that.
I was going to say, I don't believe that you. I guess that's a weird differentiation, right? Because a campfire could be used to burn Rain at the stake if we were trying you as a witch. Have you done any witchcraft lately?
Not since October.
Depends on your frame of reference, because steampunk could, if you're a caveman, it's definitely witchcraft. But if you're, you're in the frame of reference of now, then it's whatever. So I suppose we'd have to determine whether this is a caveman fire or a modern campfire, right? Because if it's a caveman fire, we both need to jump into it. Because I mean, if you're a witch, then transformation, right? We both have to go up in a conflagration. Yeah, so I guess, Taven, I will. You know, I will ask you.
Maybe
are you?
Maybe it. Mm-hmm? Maybe it's a pyrenic fire.
What's a pyrenic fire, Taven?
Well, it's a pyrenic fire with a rain involved.
A rain involved. Okay.
Because rain's a would like the right the rain. You're right
I'm
there.
Right here.
You
are helping with the fire.
I love it. Rain's getting
so
putting some marshmallows on the stick.
Pyrain technic fire.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never pass up the opportunity to make s'mores.
You know, I do have these Tijuana fireworks that I have over in the corner. We could just chuck on top of you if we wanted to do some real experiments. I mean, I feel
that being a campfire is making my extremely excruciating puns even more excruciating. Is that what's happening?
They're so bad.
You're on fire,
man.
You're on fire.
I was going to say. Well, this is interesting. I mean, I want to curl up a little bit because, like, I guess this brings up a lot of metaphorical questions, right? Because is Taven the fire, or is Taven the logs, or is he the fire in the logs? Like, we could start because, like, a fire is almost like a living thing, right? Like, we get super zen with this, you know. I mean, I'm gonna here. You know what I'm gonna do? I've got this this framed portrait of the guy who founded Pizza Hut. I'm just gonna crack her in half. And,
Barry Manilow.
You know, Barry Manilow, infamous founder of Pizza Hut.
Framed picture of him.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna just like kind of toss that in there.
Okay, good. That makes. Yeah, Barry Manilow, you were great, but really not.
Well, I guess I'm curious, like, how does adding fuel to your fire change you, Taven? Do you feel more powerful?
Oh, now that you mention it, it's, you know, I feel more musical now all of a sudden, but also I've got some pizza burning in my soul.
Yeah,
that
stick of pepperoni is kind of a mummified
really
at this point.
It.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, it's really good. No, it's great.
I was going to say, well, you know.
I really feel that I could really make some good tunes, though, because that's Barry, you know, he had some good stuff.
I was
going to
say, I mean, what would be a campfire, if you were, well, you are a campfire, like, what would be the song that you'd want us to sing around you, the Taven campfire?
I'm pretty sure I'm feeling burning like a puppy,
burning. You know. I mean, the one thing that we don't want to do is fall into a burning ring of fire.
Let's not. Although falling into a burning rain of fire might, you know, be a good compliment.
Maybe,
you know?
maybe,
possibly. All right. Well, yeah, I think what's about. Oh, the sprinklers are going off. Crap! All right, I gotta transform you back before it puts you out. Yeah. Let me go ahead and crawl up on top of this thing. All right, Rain, go ahead and find a way to make the sprinkler stop. I gotta get this thing fired up again.
You have a pipe wrench. I need a pipe wrench.
No, but you have a mouth. Go ahead and just pop on there, and then okay. All right, he's inflating cartoonishly.
What's going on?
Let's go ahead. I'm gonna press some buttons. All right, Taven, any last thoughts as a campfire before Rain explodes?
Well, the last things going through my mind are first I'm making out with the clock, and then Rain's doing the same with the sprinkler. Like, all craziness is happening.
It's a very sensual
this
episode.
Is crazy. I don't know.
All right, I'm about to do it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my cow. Oh, bark, bark. Oh, my cow, bark, bark. Oh, duh.
All right, Rain, you can stop. Ooh. Oh, okay. My God. All right, I'm going to.
How am I doing?
We are out of bullion.
Off the sprinklers.
Okay, we're out of bullion. Okay.
Wait, what is. You are. Okay. Taven, you look normal. Rain, you're kind of sloshy. You look kind of like a waterbed right now.
Well, I was standing underneath the sprinklers when the rain went off.
Oh, my goodness. You're very absorbent. So, Taven, I mean, this is crazy. Normally, there's something going on with you, and we transform you back, but you look...
There is. But I look fine. I don't have any tines or anything.
You do smell a little smoky. I mean...
Okay. I mean, you're not having heartburn or anything,
I'm a
are you?
Smoky pup. Yeah. No, I'm not as cold as I was. So that's great. That was a really
that
weird feeling
is that is quite good.
Fire on my outside and freezing on the inside.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna for insurance sake, I'm gonna go ahead and hand you guys these disclosure forms to say that there was not a open fire in the basement of the Lux Operon, formerly Pizza Hut Escape Experience. And there we go. Okay, great. I'm just gonna, Taven, I'm just gonna prescribe you some Klonopin for kicks. There you go.
Okay.
There you are. All right. And
now I can kick.
Yeah, you know what? You just go to the pharmacy and have them give you whatever you want. Here you go. Blank prescription check.
I'll ask for some Purell, and they'll be good.
Yeah,
be good.
Absolutely. Some prescription strength Purell. All right, and there's the elevator. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I will see you next time. I need to clean.
You do? Okay, yes. Thanks Lex. We'll see you next time.
It's a little damp and a little sooty.
Yeah. Or you might say it's a Zoot Suity Riot that we just had.
You might say maybe, that.
Oh, hey, guys. Guys, what's going on? It was like a zillion degrees up here.
Well, that would be my fault. Apparently, I was a campfire, so I was a hot one.
Oh my god! Oh wow, that's crazy. See, all the teenagers over there got sick of it, and then they left, but not before leaving a bunch of sweaty hoodies all lying around.
Ugh. Yeah, it sounds
this
like them.
Smells like teen angst
up
here.
If teen spirit smelled like an egg with feet. Then
yeah, that's about it. Smell it.
That's what.
All right. Yeah. Well, righteousness. All right. Well, here's a free coupon for the next time you guys come for the escape room.
Okay, no, thank you.
Next month's theme is Enchantment Under the Sea.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like a prom escape.
Nice.
Yeah, I would like to see what I can see under the sea with a prom escape.
Also, not to alarm you, Taven, my pup bro, but your ass is on fire.
Oh. Crap.
Oh, maybe.
Hold on, I'll get these sweaty gross hoodies. I'll pat it out.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
All right. Okay. That just happened, man. You might want to get your butt checked out because it just randomly burst into flame.
I'll just go do that. I think that's probably safe. I'll get it all checked out.
All right, righteous.
Every time after I come out of here, I feel like I need to get lots of things checked out.
I mean, so I got a question then, man. Why do you keep coming back?
You know, I think there's another reason to go get psychological help, because I actually don't know. So thank you for asking.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'll just watch that butt. Maybe get some asbestos underwear. I'll see you guys next time.
Take care,
okay.
Skylar.
We'll see you next time. Have a good night. Well, I guess let's go back up
to
come your
on. Climb
theme.
On. Let's climb because, on up, yeah. And we'll head off to the studio.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for the ride back. It was getting like dark and scary, and I heard about these crickets.
Yeah.
And you know how crickets are drawn to fire and heat and stuff.
And
so
your jokes.
And my joke. Yeah, that says bad things about the crickets right there. So yeah, let's get rid of them.
Okey-dokey. And let's hey guys. Hey, what's going on?
How did you get up here?
What happened? What happened?
I was trapped in the skylight, and then this anchor cracked it open, and I climbed up the rope. Rain, you know the way to Mexico?
I do.
I got like several warrants out, man. We gotta go. Damn. We gotta go now.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go back in the studio.
Yeah, I'm gonna
now,
drop you off.
Rain, I'll let you take
no,
care
wait,
of it.
No, wait! Don't throw me like a little frisbee. Don't do it.
Just getting away from this.
I'm just gonna jump off. Goodbye. Whee!
Bye.
Well, I bark. Goodbye. Yeah, no, that's bad. Okay, good. That took care of that. I was worried there. Everything's okay. I'm just gonna go now, Rain, because things are getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
So thanks so much. I'll see you next time. Thank
see
you.
See ya.
Bye bye. Oh, well, that was quite the adventure I had, I must say. Did you have a good time while I was gone?
I was doing all right. What happened over there, Taven?
Well, she turned me into a log fire, a camping ground fire, and it was weird. It was very cold, but hot at the same time.
That is hot. Yeah, you are not allowed in California.
Good. Great. So now that everything's back to normal, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have this segment in the show, which is going to be this next segment, called Furries in the News.
Uh-huh.
And there's this thing I do that is the most annoying and stupid thing on Earth. And it's different every time because I never know exactly how I'm going to do it each time, but I'm going to do it again, and you're going to wish you had never agreed to be on the show.
Okay.
So, so Rain, what time is it?
It's time for Furries in the News.
Furries! Furries are in the... They're in where, Mr. Path? I'll tell you where they are. Furries are in the spark.
You had some Doppler in there.
There you go.
You did. You had some Doppler. Yeah. How many continuing education credits do we get for that?
5.5.
Good. That's good.
Good. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a thing.
Uh-huh.
That actually, if any furries listen to the show from the beginning, they'll know, but the thing I do. So in the very beginning when we started the segment, mm-hmm. when Barely said, oh, we're going to do Furries in the News, and it, in my mind, it went to, do you remember the Muppets Pigs in Space?
Yes.
Yeah. So I introduced it the first time by saying, Furries in the News, based on that. And then it's kind of morphed into the horrific thing that you just heard.
It's kind of an opera.
It's a journey. It's a little bit of a journey.
It is actually a journey. It took me from one place, and it took me in unexpected places, and then put me back down, and I didn't know where I was.
It's like you're in Kentucky right now, mm-hmm. and hopefully you'll get back to Arizona. That'll be great. So for furries in the news, I have one thing. So all you furries out there might or might not know, Howler, the furry app akin to Grindr, will go away on February 26th. The new replacement app is called Bark, B-A-R-Q. You can go to barq.social, and it'll take you there. And this is, quote-unquote, the next generation social app for furries. For furries by furries. And they say they're not affiliated with Howler, and it's still in beta, but their Howler is promoting and recommending Bark and everything, being developed solely by @Wootski, and they have a Patreon so you can support them. So I want to tell you a little bit about this app, just reading from their website. And they say, why this app? Well, there are dozens of furry social apps around. We know that. Our goal is to focus on connecting you to other furries, not to be an end-all solution. Telegram has great chat functionality and offers loads of cute stickers and media support. It would be stupid to think, that's what they say, it would be stupid to think we could make a better group chat, so we didn't. But Telegram can be a huge clutter, and if you ask something, you will get flooded by other messages, like we referred to a little bit ago. In the show. That is why we chose to have a forum-like approach to discussions. So they say use Telegram for general chatting and use Bark for Q&A and discussing a topic. Many popular apps make it possible to find and like new furries, but after you've liked someone, the apps become completely useless. We strive to make you really connect to the fandom by focusing on discussions, contributing to communities, and attending real-life events. We also have a very strong focus on the local area around you. When you're at a con, you can put the app in convention mode and view con attendees, room parties, and many other con features. And they're inviting you to join the team. As I say, it's only solely right now written by Wootski, but they say we are always looking for enthusiastic furries to help the development of apps, API, and websites. If you would like to help, or if you have any questions regarding that development, feel free to hit Wootski up on Telegram or Twitter. And so again, that's @WOUTSKE on Telegram or Twitter. And I'm sure he'd be happy to maybe have you join the team or something. So, and I looked into it. It looks pretty good. I'll probably check it out a little bit more. And that's my Furries in the News for the week.
I have two comments on this. And one is that with Bark and with A&E for Anthro Northwest, furries continue to skirt like the outskirts of root beer branding, right?
Root beer mending?
Because there's a Bark's root beer and there's an A&W root beer. And that's all I can think about when I hear Bark. I just think of when that and A&E. I just think of like A&W.
I thought
root
you meant
beer.
The con, like A&E.
Oh, A&E is the con, right? Anthro Northeast, right? Yeah. And it just sounds like A&W to me.
And A&W is a con.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should just go to that. Why would we just go with directly? Now I just blew my mind. So that so nice. The thing I think I've heard, one feature I've heard with Bark is that with this application, you cannot message somebody until you've said you like them and they say they like you.
Okay, and I so think you can't just like bomb.
You can't
on
just
someone.
Randomly message somebody, which I think was one thing people didn't like necessarily about Heller.
Yeah,
and I think they're probably going to try to do the thing where it's that they understand that for some people it's a dating app, and for a lot of people you're just trying to meet locals. So you try to right. you try to cater to both.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and it's I hadn't known about the they're like you can't just like randomly talk to like anyone. You've got to like have like a courting ritual, as it were.
Yeah,
you have to. I like you. Do you like me? Yeah, yeah, I think I like you.
Is people going to have to brush up on their bio skills, right? Because if you click on someone's bio and it just says pup.
Bark. Pup,
right?
Yes.
Pup, bark, bark, pup, hug. I don't
like,
know.
Like mine does? Are like you, you're of, referring like, to me, aren't you?
I'm literally just reading your bio right now.
Pretty much. Well, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. As I say, it's still in beta. They're still working on it, but we'll see. Yeah. So that brings us to our next segment about upcoming events. And I'll just start talking about that. How's that?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. One thing that we actually talked about on the show recently coming up is WFS 40, which is when Fur Brawls strike. It's a Fur Brawl in Seattle, Washington region, specifically in Kenmore, Washington. It's on Saturday, March 12th. You can go to whenfurballsstrike.net. And I've been once, and it's good. It's actually one of the biggest Fur Brawls in the U.S. This is the 40th one. In the 37th one had 278 attendees with 142 fursuiters. That's a pretty big Fur Brawl. And it's only $11 for the base registration, $14 for a quote-unquote special registration, and $20 for super sponsor. So any further. And they've had furs from all over the U.S., Virginia and East Coast even come over just for this. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's good stuff. So have you heard of...
I'm kind of shocked that half the... I've just heard about it now. I'm shocked that half the attendees are fursuiters.
Yeah,
for that high a number.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's this big 50-lane bowling alley. Hmm. So it's huge. And they don't close off the bowling alley just for the event. Like, you've got a bunch of normies in there. But, you know, they know it's going to happen because it's been happening forever. They have it every 3 months or so, every 3 or 4 months. Yeah, and they've got, like, a nice arcade in there with, like, a bunch of games. And they hired a furry DJ for the event for the afternoon. It's pretty cool. It's pretty great. So
that's
any
like
fur out
three
there?
Three fursuits for every lane.
I mean, it's amazing, right?
That's terrifying.
It's a little terrifying.
Yeah.
So any fur out there that wants to be terrified, go check out When Fur Brawls Strike.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of... So there's, like, a lot. Like, you know how over the past few years
March
there's been,
heavy.
Like, nothing? And then all of a sudden there's... all these fur cons happening. So I'm just going to read you the list of what's happening in March and then one in April. I'm just going to read through it because there's a lot and I can't talk about every single one because this is a lot. So every fur out there, if you want to go to a con in March, you have lots of options. There is Furry Ski Weekend 2022, March 3 through 6 in Frisco, Colorado, Vancouver 2020. March 3 through 6, 2022 in British Columbia, Canada, for the more 2022. March 12. I'll stop saying 2022 because obviously 2022. So we have
know.
for March 4 through 6 in Arlington, Virginia. Get that con! March 9 through 13th in Poland. Blue Ridge Fur Fair, March 10th through 13th in I can't even pronounce that, North Carolina Fur Out West, March 11th through 13th in Scarborough, Western Australia, TFF. In Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Fernal Equinox, March 18th through 20 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For Exxon, March 18th through 20 in Monterey, Newfoundland and Labrador, Mexico. And we have Motor City FurCon, March 25th through 27th in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And Golden State FurCon, April 8th through 10 in Los Angeles, California. That is a lot of fluff that's happening in the month of March. And there it is.
It's a busy calendar.
Busy calendar. Popular or something. I don't know.
Popular? Calendar?
Doesn't, I mean, I can't make calendar poplender. I can't really do it. I don't know. I'm going to stop trying. So, Mr. Path.
Yeah.
We did that. The next segment we have is I either do a story or a math, and I alternate. So this is a story week, so I read a story. So I would like to read you and all your furs a story. How would that be for you?
Yeah. Is it going to make me sleep? Is it like a bedtime story?
It's not. I don't know. I usually, well, sometimes I read them in advance, sometimes I don't. I have not read this one in advance.
Okay.
But I don't think it'll put you to sleep.
Okay.
So one of the things I've been reading from is from The Adventures of Frog and Toad. Have you heard of Frog and Toad?
I think so.
So I have this book recommended by Lux Opron, and it's got like three of the Frog and Toad books in it, and I'm in the middle of the second one, and this story for tonight is called Cookies.
Cookies.
Phrase like cookies, so this will be,
yeah.
We'll see. So, the story of cookies. Toad baked some cookies.
These cookies smell very good, said Toad.
He ate one.
And they taste even better, he said.
Toad ran to Frog's house.
Frog! Frog!
cried Toad.
Taste these cookies that I have made.
Frog ate one of the cookies. These are the best cookies I have ever eaten, said Frog. And Frog and Toad ate many cookies one after another. You know, Toad, said Frog with his mouthful. Oh, with his mouthful. So it's more like, you know, the Toad. I think we should stop eating. We will soon be sick.
You are right, said Toad. Let us eat one last cookie, then we will stop.
Frog and Toad ate one last cookie. There were many cookies left in the bowl.
Frog, said Toad, let us eat one very last cookie, and then we will stop.
Frog and Toad ate one very last cookie.
We must stop eating, cried Toad, and he ate another.
Wow, he has like no restraint. I mean, come on.
This is me. Frog is all of us.
It's all of us. Yes, said Frog, reaching for a cookie. We need willpower.
What is willpower? Asked Toad.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely me.
we got it. This, I knew somehow this would be the perfect story. Willpower is trying hard not to do something that you really want to do, said Frog.
You mean like trying not to eat all of the cookies? Asked Toad.
Right, said Frog. Frog put the cookies in a box. There, he said. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog. Frog tied some string around the box. Wait, this is Frog, so it's... There, he said. Now we will not eat more cookies.
But we can cut the string and open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog. Frog got on a ladder. He put the box up high on a high shelf. There! Wow. Why am I dizzy all of a sudden? Said Frog. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can climb the ladder and take the box down from the shelf and cut the spring and open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog. Frog climbed the ladder and took the box down from the shelf. He cut the string and opened the box. Frog took the box outside. He shouted at them in a loud voice, Hey, birds, here are some cookies. And in case you didn't know, he just said, Hey, birds, here are some cookies. Birds came from everywhere. They picked up all the cookies in their beak and flew away.
Now we have no more cookies to eat, said Toad sadly. Not even one.
Yes, said Frog. But we have lots and lots of willpower.
You may keep it all, Frog, said Toad. I am going home now to bake a cake. The end.
I thought he was going to say we could go find the birds and take the cookies out of them.
Frog and Toad go dark.
Because Toad, I think, has some problems from this story and needs some help.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, this was the... It goes Frog and Toad goes dark, the torturing animal hour.
This just taught me, like, if I'm a child and I'm trying to learn how saving money works, I have to give all my money away so I won't spend it. Right, that's the moral of the story. Just give all your money away and then you can save money. You'll have willpower.
That's really, it's great to have willpower because then you can strike down trees because you have the power of will. I don't know. He's a strong guy.
Yeah, that's true. And you get cake at the end.
And you get cake at the end. You can have your cake and strike it down too.
Aw.
Do you know, happy birthday to the ground?
Yes.
I just happened to think of that when I thought
Lonely Island.
Yes.
I think about that every Earth Day.
Every
Earth Day. Happy birthday to the ground.
That's awesome. That is so true. So we are actually getting close to the end. I think we're going to make it, Pat. Are you excited?
Are we going to make it?
I don't know. I mean, we might. We have two more segments left.
Okay.
We have jokes, and then we have the closing.
Okay.
So can we do the jokes?
We can do jokes.
This is where, so in this, because, you know, there's like no jokes at all on the pubcast.
Is there? We've never done one.
There's been like none.
I definitely did not burn everything I brought before we got to the joke segment.
I'm so glad. So for the joke segment, I have this book called, and for any further app that doesn't know, I have this joke called Funny Jokes and Foxy Riddles.
Oh, that's
and
good.
The only word of those I agree with is the word and. Everything else is a lie. It's okay. A golden book from 1968. And I just read in this section, I just read the next page of jokes. Quote unquote jokes. I have not read them before, Pa. So, I haven't read them before my mom either. Ha! Oh, cow. So, I mean, like, that joke right there, we can only blame on me, and it's stupid, but I have to live with it. Whereas these jokes from a book I haven't read before, so we can't really blame me. So, you know, it's a pros and cons to that.
Yeah.
So let me begin by telling you, Mr. Path.
Yeah.
There's this Martian boy.
Okay.
And he says, Mom, could you make me a sandwich, please? And the mother says angrily, My goodness, I only have four hands.
Ooh. Is it?
But that's it. That's it.
I thought it was going to be a joke about, like, I made you a child. I can't turn you into a sandwich.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
I thought it was going to happen there, but
this is a 1968 thing, apparently.
Are you saying they didn't invent humor in 1968, so they just went with hands? I guess the number of hands meant something.
So they just said four is a good number.
Do you think we were discriminatory against people who had four hands?
I'm pretty sure.
In 1968,
there's a lot going on.
So
Path. Do you have a joke for me? I mean, I have more, but we typically will like go back and forth.
I have literally typed jokes to tell into Google, and I'm going to read one of the images that came up.
Okay.
Why don't melons get married?
I don't know, Path. Why do melons
get married? You seem like someone who knows the answer to this.
I actually do not know the answer to this, but I really want to know why melons do not get married.
Well, they cantaloupe.
I actually didn't know that. Okay.
You did know that, right? Okay. You had that in your voice saying, like, come on, this is amateur hour.
Come on, Pat. What have you been doing? You're fired.
You're fired. This whole audition, just done.
This is all I did. Oh, that was scary.
We skipped over seven people to get to you, and this is the best we get.
And this is what you give us? I mean, come on. So, Bob says to Jack, who was Snow White's brother? And Jack says, well, I don't know. And Bob says, egg white, get the yolk.
Wow. I feel like Google did better here than Golden Book.
I really feel that. Well, Google is later. It's up to the times. 1968. So what does Google have for us?
Well, okay. This is another tweet that I feel bad for stealing. And I don't remember who to cite for this. But it was a comic that I saw on Twitter. And I love it. And it was it was a club, and all the numbers are online. And it's there's the number 8 in the very front of the line. And they're like, sorry, this is the large numbers club. You got to go. And everyone's like looking real dirty at the 8. And it falls over, and it's the infinity sign. And like it starts shining, and everyone feels awful. And they're like, I'm sorry, we didn't know. It's very funny as a graphic image, and you're just going to have to go with me on that.
Okay, I will. Ha, 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 ha.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, that reminds me of what my friend Bill told me the other night. Do you want to know what my friend Bill told me the other night?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you anyway.
Okay.
Well, you say you're not sure, so there's a 50-50. I'll tell you anyway.
Yeah.
So Bill told me that he had a dream that he ate a 5-pound marshmallow.
Oh.
And I said, okay, like, so what? And he said, well, when I woke up, my pillow was gone. as if we didn't see that coming. Oh, my cow. Google, do something better for us, please.
What does Google have here? What do sea monsters eat? Oh, this one's so stupid.
I don't know, Path. So what do sea monsters eat?
It's fish and chips. I mean, you got to try better than this, Google. Why did the bicycle collapse? It was too tired.
Where do
that
you
was actually
get
better. I feel like that was better.
That was better. So where do you get... This isn't my book. This is just me. Where do you get dragon milk from?
Sorry. I certainly do. Where do you get dragon milk from?
So you might get dragon milk from somewhere other than I do.
Right.
I get it from a short-legged cow. Because
Yeah. I get it. I'm actually proud of myself for getting there.
I'm really proud. It only took you like a few seconds this time. That's great.
Yeah, I was thinking about where I get dragon milk from. The store.
Right? The store, exactly. I mean, where else are you going to get it?
Yeah.
So my friend Bob told me that he's been skating since he was 2 years old. And I was like, wow, you must be tired.
Okay, I get it. Maybe we need a thing like just to time how long it takes me to get your jokes.
It does, okay.
Because it's very sad how long it takes.
It's very sad. I have two more. The first one is, you actually know the answer to this, so it probably won't take you long, but we'll see. If you throw a white hat into the Red Sea, what does it become? Wet!
So now I'm thinking, am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything.
I'm not missing anything.
No, I think we'll give you, I think we'll give it to you as like you got it right away. Because you spent some time thinking, okay, there's got to be
more. That's very generous.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I'll
just do it.
Okay, here we go.
If you spot a Navajo seeking a ride on the highway, what season is it? Well, the season is Indian Thumber.
I don't want to get that joke.
I
refuse to get that joke.
I refuse it. Like the time it took you to get that is infinity, because it's okay. Let's do this one. Actually, this I just happened to, because that's the end of my page. But I saw the next. I have to read this.
Oh, you're getting ahead of yourself now.
I am, but I have to, and we'll end on this.
Okay.
What four letters of the alphabet would frighten a thief?
Which four?
O I C U.
But that's not even in a row.
Well, in a row.
I was hoping these are going to be like in the standard like A, B, C, D, E song. Jeez.
We're just stopping. Jeez. We are done. We're done. We're done. Wow. Okay. We made it to the closing.
We did it.
We are going to stop this now. I hear the ending music in the background. So you go first, then I'll say my closing, and then we'll be done, and we'll have made it. And that will be so amazing. Does this sound like a good plan?
Sure, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay, Pat, tell us things.
Okay, so I've been on, this is the first full podcast I've been on with you, but I know that you've done videos, and you've done presentations, and you do things at cons, and you spit out content like I've never seen. someone do, and it's very impressive. I love that you just try things and you do things, and I don't think you overthink them, and it's a lot of fun. You're a joy to kind of just know you exist and be around, and I appreciate spending your time here with you, and I appreciate what you do.
So
it has been fun.
My blushy pup face. Well, thank you. I'm glad.
And you're very cute.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, things. Oh, Well, I must say, I'm having trouble here.
Yeah.
You're so sweet. Okay. Well, let's end it. Okay, before I do my closing, let's just say, Pat, you're so sweet. Make sure you hug Pat at a con next time you see him. But before I do my little closing thing, what's your parting shot? What is your wise words to the fandom right now?
Just kind of hold in there. I think, It's you're now at the tail end of a rough couple of years. People are trying to readjust and figure out how to get back in the swing of things, and make sure you're doing it at the right time and hang in there.
Nice. Exactly.
That's rough. We're coming out of it, but this is like we're all fatigued.
A little bit. It's rough and bark.
Rough and Bark.
It's been a tough few years, but we're coming back and cons and everything, and we're able to start hugging each other tight with posies. And I've said this before on the show, that I'm proud of every fur for making through. It's been tough. I know. There's been ups and downs, but we're making it. We're a fandom. We're a family. Not just a community. We're a family, and we help each other out. We're a great support for each other. So if any fur is feeling alone, remember, you've got other furs to help you through. So, yeah. No, we're making it through, and it's great. And so, I say, in closing, thank you, Pat, so much for coming on the show and helping us out. It has been a great time. It's been a lot longer than I meant it to be, but I guess that's my fault. That's Rain's fault. I'll just blame Rain. But,
freaking Rain.
Jeez, oh, thanks. Rain. I know. You blame it on the rain. Yeah. You got to blame it on something. That was a blast from the past. Anyway,
thanks.
As I always say, every fur, if you've been listening and are still listening, that you're amazing and you must have nothing else to do with your life if you're listening to this. Just kidding. But yes, thank you, every fur, for listening. We love you so much. Huggy tight with posies, for hanging around and supporting us just by listening. Don't forget, if you want to support us financially, remember we have a Ko-Fi and a Patreon, and we have a merch store at Bonfire? Brain?
Yes.
Bonfire.com, so you can support us there too. That would be great, because it turns out it takes money to do this. But just listening to the show means so much to us, very much, and we love you so much for it. Anyway, we thank you again. We can't wait to bark at you next week, and until then, moo, bark, fluff, stay furry, bark, bark.
Bark, bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerves studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and the guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by Barely Normal and associate editor Rain Raccoon. This week's episode was guest produced, recorded, and edited by Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate, Regday, with Damian Tanuki. If you'd like to hear more music by Regday, you can search for Tweezer Beak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Use Library. You can send us a message via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFPChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. The show is supported through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.